Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Uncle T, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, minjani mfundisi, mafubafunzi.
Ikona minjani.
Ah, mifukile. Good to talk to you this afternoon.
Very good.
Lovely. It's been a while, man. Haven't spoken to you in ages. I hope that you have been well.
Yeah, no, we are well this side, by the grace of God. At least this side of the time, we are still around.
Ah, great stuff, man. Glad to hear that. Now, we're going to be talking, about the new earth. At Jesus' second coming, the believers who are still alive will be joined by the believers God will raise from the dead, and everyone will be taken to heaven with him. That's according to 1 Corinthians 4:17. But that's not the end of the story. And so this week, together with the pastor, we're going to be learning what happens next. So, pastor, what should be our understanding of the new earth? Where does it come from? Where does it begin?
It actually comes from Genesis chapter 3, when God talks about the crushing of the heel and the crushing of the head, where Satan will ultimately be destroyed. So the promise started right there, although it was put in just few words. Even in a sinful condition, God was still promising man something better. He was saying, he said to Adam and Eve, you have messed so terribly, but that's not the end. Out of you shall come the seed that will finally destroy this serpent. It's captured in maybe few phrases or one text. Then God renews this contract. I think it is where it is very clearly using the word of new earth and new heavens is in Isaiah chapter 65. If you look at verse 17, for behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. And the former shall not be remembered or come to mind. If I may read it through and go back to it. And in 18, he says, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem as a rejoicing and her people a joy. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. The voice of weeping shall no longer be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. Now, if you just take it back to 17, it's about renewal, and there it's renewal and getting rid of the past.
Yeah.
So much so that whether figuratively or in direct meaning, does it really matter? As long as the past doesn't hurt us anymore, he says it shall not be come to mind. We will not remember the past. Whether he means we will be so joyful that our suffering will no longer impact on us, but it's about new things.
Yeah.
And now, to me, when God says, I'll rejoice forever in what I will create. And then he says, for behold, I create Jerusalem as a rejoicing. So that's the whole thing. God is saying to planet Earth, there will come a time when there will be a rejoicing. And he says, it's not about the houses. He says, and her people a joy. God is having this idea of having these people, one so sinful that they are not fit to go to heaven.
Yeah.
It is his joy to have us with him. You know, back home, where I grew up again, Daddy would only come home once at Christmas time, once a year. So the families would look forward to that time because then he will be bringing the goodies. But the rejoicing was not only on the part of the family back home in Tzaneen. The rejoicing was also for Daddy to say, wow, I'm coming back to my family.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's God's initiative and it's also his pleasure. And so while there is judgment and other things, in 19, the sweeping shall no longer be heard in there. The greater part is God having joy with his people. So even before we go anywhere else, God is talking about new things. And maybe let me pick on this one. He says, for behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. In other words, God is not only interested in this planet. He wants to recreate even beyond our planet. Because look, to where it matters to us, he says, and a new earth. So much personalizing it to us. And then he also talks, as I've said, the new heavens. So it's about a great renewal. Yeah, of course, then we find it again in Revelation 21, the new heaven and the new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth have passed away. And look at my version says, had passed away, which is past. Let me not go into English, but it's a definite past.
Yes. Now,
you want to come in?
Yeah, I just wanted to check with you, Pastor. If what there's going to be a new earth. And those of us who are going to be alive will be relocated to this new earth. I assume. Do we know where it's located?
Which one is located?
The new earth.
Or the new earth?
Yeah.
It's right here on planet Earth.
Oh.
But
okay.
Sometimes I take a more relaxed mind about it.
All right.
This one, or he will create another planet called Jerusalem planet. To me, it wouldn't matter. Because what matters is his presence.
Ah, okay.
Where a dead Lazarus is when he comes. This life, where the blind man is when he comes, he becomes his sight. So the major thing is he will be there.
Now, with that being said, Pastor, because it says, and then I saw the new heavens and the new earth, for the former things shall have passed. Now, it seems as though there's still going to be the new heavens. If he's going to be dwelling with us, what's the need of the new heaven?
Yeah, I think if we take it from Isaiah, it means he's renewing everything that would otherwise impact on us. Yeah. So whether our home is on planet Earth, then as we shall see in the next few days, he's making sure that this one will have no things like sorrows and so on. At Eden, it was possible that the devil would come and tempt them, but not this one.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it says the first heavens and the earth will pass away. Does it mean they'll be destroyed? I mean, is that the understanding we have? Because there was not sin in heaven. So will the new heaven, sorry, will the former things be destroyed? Does passing away mean it will be destroyed?
Yeah, this is my understanding. I don't know what the big theologians would say, but yes, he comes with fire. So whether he destroys as to rebuild anew, I do not know. But it's about the former becoming the former, the present becoming the former. Yes. His presence alone is a distraction. You'll remember when he comes, the unbelievers, when they open their eyes to look at him, they get destroyed by his flaming appearance, his glorious appearance, if you may. But it's renewal in the sense of making something new altogether. Does God run need raw material?
Yeah.
Because if I want to make a golden ring, I can't just make it. I need at least to have some gold and put it into shape. But God simply say, let there be a ring. He doesn't need the gold to form a ring, and he doesn't need a mine to dig in order to get the diamond jewel. He makes things happen without needing raw material.
Yeah.
So I would believe that he doesn't need this current earth in order to make something new. Maybe whatever he will decide to do, it will be very new.
Okay.
Yes.
Now let's pass there and go to the last one before we let you go, Pastor. We are told that the former things would have passed, and it will now be a new place where no sin will enter or have any place. I'm wondering, what assurances do we have there that there will be no entrance of sin there?
The word tetelestai at the cross, it is finished.
Yeah.
You remember after doing that, proclaiming, making that declaration, he then commended his spirit. He died. And when he died, he took our place at Calvary. So there cannot be any more chance of us dying eternally, because the death that he died there was eternal. He took my place. So, and your place. So the guarantee is in what Jesus did, not only what he said.
I see.
Not only in his power, where he will just say, because I'm God, because I can do it, I'll prevent sin. He did something irreversible. Remember, eternal death is death irreversible.
Yes, yes.
When Abu Lazaro Nyana and Botabita and all this, the Jairus daughters Nyana, those were just symbolic.
Yeah.
God will resurrect us for eternity.
Oh, beautiful.
And
man,
to that, I bow my head before the man at the cross, Lamb of God.
Yeah, that's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful to know. Pastor, thank you so, so much for the time that you made for us this afternoon. We're definitely going to be connecting with you once again tomorrow at the same time and same place.
Have a victorious day going forward, and till we meet tomorrow.
Powerful. Thank you so much, Pastor. Have a fantastic one, too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.